Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Learn about. Hold up, it's Cowboys Ron Uncut. Cowboys Ron Uncut. Cowboys Ron Uncut. Cowboys Ron Uncut. Man, it's the crew, man. These internet streets. It's the off season, but it's the playoffs for some people, man. But them Eagles, y'all got to come sit next to us. Come holler at us, man. Come holler at us, man. Yeah, Michael's team, Trayvon's team. Yeah, y'all come holler at us, man. Yeah, it's Crew Rick, man. Crew Terry, Crew Steve, Crew OG. I'm Crew Dre. We the crew, man. We ain't in here, man. We ain't gonna hold y'all too long, man. We gonna get this up and get it out of here, man. Talk about whatever. We can talk about whatever tonight, man. So y'all tune in, man. Anybody want to come up before the end of the show? Y'all make sure y'all put it in the comments. We'll share the link, man. Cowboys are on the cut too. Yeah.
Been able to get my hate on this weekend, though. I feel good.
Yeah, you've been getting your hate on.
Good hate, dog. I mean, now next week I just need one more team to drop, and I'm good. Skills dropped tonight. 49ers dropped next week. Man, I'm good. I'm straight for the playoffs.
That'll be a great playoff.
Yeah, beautiful, dog. Like, I'm
great. Great.
Ricky yeah, Bobby.
You know. Yeah, he ain't first to last, right?
Man,
I'm cool. So it don't matter to me, dog. Like, as long as they drop, I'm cool. Like. This was by far for me the most, I wasn't stressed. I was relaxed this weekend.
Yeah,
watching this and then I got to laugh a lot. You know what I'm saying? I got to laugh and talk bad about everybody who talked bad about us. You know, a team up north, a team in the NFC North, you know, I was watching it with their fans and, you know, it felt good. Because all the shit talk that they did, you know, looking back on it now, it's a question I'll leave for later. But looking back on it now, I'm happy, you know.
What's the question?
I didn't want to get into it so early, but I mean, now that their season's over, did Jerry win the trade? Did we win the trade? Like, now that it's all said and done, you know what I mean? I didn't ask it in the group line because I wanted to save it for tonight. But now that their season's over, this year, did we win that trade?
Absolutely. I think so. You know,
Rick, Steve, John, what? How y'all
even with won? Them making the playoffs and us not making the playoffs, I feel like we won the trade because we dodged paying Micah a bunch of money for one player. And, you know, so we got a couple first rounds out of it. We got Quinnen out of it. We got Kenny Clark out of it. So I look at that as a win, man.
I do too.
And we can potentially add one more.
Yeah,
potentially. You know, anybody else? Exactly. Rick don't look like he agree with that, man.
I don't. I mean, did we lose it? No. Did we win? Nah. We was weak. We still weak. We was weak with them. We weak without them.
We could have been weak with them.
We was weak with them last year. We was weak with them. We weak without them. I mean, did we lose it? Nah. Did we win? Nah. We still at home. He's a major factor. We don't fuck with dude, but dude got hurt. They ain't win another game since he got hurt. That says something, man. I mean, he left us. We weak. He left them. They weak. Yeah.
You agree with that, OG? Who won the trade? Yeah, that's the question.
I'm like this. That's why I was. I mean, six like pretty much Rick said six M. pretty much what Rick said. I mean,
You piggybacking off of Rick. You know,
He said it all, but I kind of did that. Like, I mean, did we win it? Did we lose it? I'm not really. I mean.
Okay, you know, the people on audio just want to hear you say that because they ain't see the hands. They ain't see the hands going up and down like 6-7.
Okay,
you know?
But I do feel, I do like that we avoided playing a big contract, but are we going to spend it right? I mean, I heard them talking all that shit they said at the off-season press conference. I heard it last year. I heard it the year. We all in. And we ain't do nothing. So all that talking and I ain't listening to none of that. And then the players we did get, Quinny faded away. He had that one good game, maybe two. He faded in the sun. Kenny Clark faded in the sun through the year. He was weak.
All of them weak. You think he faded? Man, secondary just bad. Well, secondary.
Pull up his stats. Pull up my man. Probably only had two games with over. Two tackles, three tackles.
They faded.
It's fading away.
They're running away from them, though.
Pull up stats.
I mean, we have.
They're killing us on the edges.
And then the offseason not starting well for me already. Brian Flores is looking at head coaching job now.
I figured that deflated.
You kind of knew that was going to happen
when Atlanta came open.
I was hoping maybe that, maybe not. Maybe he was comfortable in his skin. He know he's good defensive coordinator. Maybe he had that head coaching issue with interviewing with the Giants and that old fiasco in Miami. Maybe he just, I was hoping. I mean, now we're looking.
But at the same time, it ain't no guarantee you're going to get one. The Rooney Rule is out, so a lot of these interviews is. That you're really using them.
Yeah, I think a couple of these teams might bite, man. I really think he's definitely going to bite.
They said Tom Brady, trying to get him over.
I didn't know, but I know it's
jumping. Vegas.
It's a few teams jumping on him. Like, it's possible. It's really possible. So,
yeah, he's hot.
I don't know if he was a part of New England's success when Tom Brady was there or not.
He was with Belichick. Remember, Belichick called him to congratulate him because he thought he was the one who got the New York Giants job, but it was actually Dabo. That was why he sued, because he thought it was an old link, a little inside job type. But he was with Belichick over there. Yeah, that's where he's where his background comes from.
Because I was gonna ask y'all that, like, you know, when I had seen something about Tom Brady. What you say, Terry?
I said all them Belichick, everything off the Belichick tree, all them motherfuckers turned out.
Yeah, and that just bothers me kind of.
Yeah, that just
kind of started me off, kind of like, because now, you know, there's not really any hot D coordinators or anybody that's on the, you know, that's on the market that we can look and say, man, bring him in. So it's like now we're gonna get somebody, and you're just gonna hope that here we go again.
You know, a little Leonard got from Denver. It's a lot. He's getting a lot of traction from a lot of different teams.
What's his name?
Leonard. At Denver.
Yeah,
Jim Leonard. Yeah.
Jim
Leonard. He's one of the hottest names out there right now.
He's got some talent on that Denver team though as well. So I mean,
Do you want hot or do you want good? Because Shoddy wasn't a hot hire.
Well, no, I hope he.
I ain't sold on Shoddy. I ain't sold on Shoddy.
I hope he's good, Terry. I hope he's good, but
looking back, well, what are you saying, Jerry?
I was like, I hope he's good, but when you have a team that has so much talent on the defense as far as personnel. You want to hope it's them as well, you know, but you go somewhere else where the personnel is not as good. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. To me, it don't look. It's to go somewhere with the personnel is not as good. It's about how you use it. You know what I mean? Like personnel, we've seen how many times we watched teams make the playoffs. We just watched teams make the playoffs that wasn't good, that just happened to win games. That's all about is win games.
But not lower. But that's not all.
When you look at Carolina, you got to do something right to get to the playoffs, though.
But that's not all.
When you look at Carolina, they don't have super studs on their team. They're just tough. It's a mindset. It's just a tough team.
But they have good talent. Like look at us, for instance. Remember, at the beginning when we were getting toasted, we kept saying, "Come on, get out of this zone. Why are you running zone?" And when we got Bland them back, we started going man to man, and we were still getting toast. You know what I mean? So sometimes it is the personnel, and you can change the scheme, but you're still getting toasted. So is this guy good coming from Denver, or is he good because of the talent he has on Denver? I don't know. He might be good. Like, that's what I was saying. Like, I just don't know him. I don't know anybody that's coming out that makes you think,
OG, do you remember your squad going against Wisconsin back in like 2017 to 2022?
Yeah, they dominated.
Remember what their defense was like? That was him.
That was Duke.
Defense was pretty good. They always had Wisconsin's always built on the trenches. It was, offensive line, defense. They always a trench type of football program. But yeah, they dominated.
This is what I don't like, man. I just gotta say my piece real quick, dog. This is what I don't like, man. I hate that, and this guy might turn out to be, you know what I'm saying? He might be him. We harn them, and it might be everything that people saying. I just don't like the narrative that they feed Cowboy fans, and we all get off the same motherfucker. Name somebody else. Like, it's like everybody's all in on this guy. We all in.
All in on Ben Johnson, and he took his team to the number one seed, and we went and got somebody else, Charlie, and we at home watching the playoffs.
That's true.
Sometimes I was like,
man, F Ben Johnson. I want fucking Deion. That's who I want.
But
that way I look at Ben, he's solid though. He's solid.
Yeah, he's tough.
Who did he get as his DC?
I don't know who Dennis Allen. Solid from the Saints. Solid pickup.
So this was a retread coach, man.
Yeah.
Who, Dennis Allen?
Dennis Allen.
Dennis Allen's been.
He's been in the league. He's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been around for a while.
It came after firing, though, right?
Mm-hmm. If I'm mistaken, when he's Bountygate, when he the defense coordinator from Bountygate? When the Saints were putting the bounties on people, I think that was the defense coordinator.
Greg Williams, mate. No,
you might be right.
You might be right.
Greg Williams, yep.
He was coaching a secondary coach during parts of the Bounty Gate scandal in 2009 and 2010.
Okay,
but was not implicated or punished by the NFL.
But I'm okay with that. Like, hey, man,
he was a head coach for the Raiders back in like 2012-13.
Mm.
He's
had some experience in the league, you know.
Those type of coaches, man, get the job done, man. You know what I mean? Those little dirty, again, ankle biters, knee scratchers, play dirty coaches, they'll get the job done. It's a lot of them coaches out there.
But that's what I think. I think Ben Johnson's like it on the offensive side. Yeah. I think he's a dog.
I think Dennis Allen has kind of got that you know, kind of like shoddy in a way. They're young guys. Like, he's like 54, 55. Dennis Allen, he's young. But if you look at his resume, he's been everywhere. Like, he's been, he's got a lot of experience for his age. That's what I mean about shoddy. He's got a lot of experience in the league for his age. Don't know how that's going to pan out. But Dennis Allen is like that. He's got a lot of experience to be 53, 54 years old.
Yeah, he's 53, born in 72, 53 years old. So, Steve, what you think about Shoddy pulling up Aaron White Cotton as a DC?
I don't like it. Probably just because he knows something about him. He probably feel like he hired him. He owed him that much. But I don't like it. I don't want to be no familiarity. I don't want to.
Yeah, fuck it.
No familiarity with what?
Nah. Just being around the system, just being around the culture of the Cowboys.
That's what Shoddy is, though. That's what Shoddy is.
Yeah, kind of, but yeah, I don't want it.
so Shoddy for me.
It's better candidates out there with a better background.
So let me ask somebody. Is there anybody on college level that might have NFL ties or anything like that? Or maybe not that's on the level, maybe?
Your boy at Ohio State?
What you want, Mike McDaniel? Who is that out there?
And the old New England Patriots.
Not Mike McDaniels. Yeah. Mike Patricia.
Yeah.
Oh,
Matt Patricia,
Matt Patricia.
I heard his name come out about it too.
I would like to get somebody, man, that you ain't pulling from another team. Well, I guess the Jim Leonard guy, he's not a DC though, right? So he'll be getting promoted. So I can see that though, but like, a DC who's already a DC coordinator somewhere and then sliding over to the Cowboys. I don't understand that one.
With Flores?
I take Flores though, but I don't understand how it will work. Why would, you know what I'm saying? It's like he's looking at head coaching jobs. See what I'm saying? So,
and if he don't get one and he come and turn Dallas's defense around, he'll get one. If they don't take him this year and he come and turn Dallas defense around, he definitely will be the leading candidate next year.
I'm with you, Dre, because I'm not feeling that Baltimore defensive coordinator who we interview. I'm not feeling that at all.
Zach Orr, I'm
not feeling
that. So what happened to the Ravens defense? We just saying that this year, though, right? When they Isla defense?
They defensive coordinator is Mike McDonald, the head coach of Seattle. He's been there the last 2 years. The last 2 years, they've sucked on defense.
So the Zach Orr, what
been
is
been
he?
That good.
I thought Mike McDonald was
former player. Defensive coordinator.
You said Mike McDonald was. I thought he was in Minnesota, wasn't he?
No, he's Baltimore defense coordinator.
I thought he was in Minnesota.
Yeah, he's a former linebacker. He's the DC for Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Who's Zach Orr?
Yeah, Zach Orr.
Zach
Orr is a former linebacker coach. That he's pretty good, I hear, at that position as a linebacker coach. I heard he's pretty solid there. And Baltimore do have a good history of, you know, producing some good linebacker play, but I hear he's pretty good at that. Maybe the D coordinator job was a little too big for him, you know, right now.
I mean, he's only what, 3 years retired? What is it, like 3-4 years retired?
Yeah, he's a young guy. What is he? 38, 40? Is he 40 like years old yet?
Yeah, he's a couple years retired.
Yeah, 22 to 23. Yeah, he's 33 years old.
Yeah, that's a really young guy, man.
Yeah. So I'm saying, what's the difference between him and he? At least he got some experience over Al Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. But okay, so it's like you look at one the way I see it.
Because we all be Sam Harris, Al Harris.
But you look at which one, which one's a bigger name? So
Al Harrison had Dallas. Had Dallas secondary, had Bland looking all pro, Diggs all pro. Then he goes to Chicago and got Nashawn looking pro bowler, the other little corner pro. I ain't seen that in Baltimore last couple years.
A lot of people on the inside said he baby Trayvon him, and you know, he has some funk going on between him and management because of that.
If he baby, the results are still on the field. I don't care about what he baby. The results was proven. My man, them was all pros. They set records.
Ola got a bunch of talent on defense. He got Hamilton. He got Humphrey. He's got, he's got talent over there. And they're stinking up the joint.
What was their defense working? Was their defense working that bad?
In the middle of the season, it was terrible.
I know against the pass.
I know their fans weren't happy about it.
Against the pass, they were 27, 28, 20. They were somewhere bottom of the pack against the pass. They were getting torched. Yeah.
Better than 32.
Well, they wasn't too far from it. They may have been 29 or something. They wasn't too far. We can trade three spots if you want to. You can trade three spots, but it's going to be the same results. Shit.
It is.
Kicker's not going to go wide right, but it's going to be the same record. I mean, goddamn it.
Total defense, they're ranked 29th.
Yeah, buddy. No sense. Yeah. I heard too many bad defense, guys.
They're ranked 29th. We're ranked 30th.
AFC too. AFC, no receivers like it.
No, we're talking about Chicago. Chicago's ranking.
Chicago put up points in their turnovers though, didn't they? Chicago turnovers.
Yeah, they just get turnovers.
Yeah, they get turnovers.
They top in turnovers for sure.
They were, as far as rushing, we were a better rush defense than them. We was 23, they are 27th. And against the pass, of course, you know, everybody is over us on that. Mm-hmm. It's pass Chicago is ranked 25th, Dallas 32.
I mean, I don't know.
So the explosive plays, they were, you know, a little better.
But what was Baltimore?
I don't even want an L, bro. Like, I wouldn't want – I need to move this needle, man. Like, I don't want no project
30th. Right now.
You say Baltimore was 30th?
In passing. As far as total defense, Baltimore was total defense 24th. So I guess they had a good run D. Let me see what they.
But that's because they got good linebackers. Good line, like I said, he's over there with good talent and sneaking up the joint.
Yeah, their run defense was 9th.
Mm.
He's over there with talent and sneaking up the joint for real.
Mm-hmm. Run defense 9th. So that's Zach Orr. Run defense is all right.
Run defense is nice and you still sticking up a joint, that means your scheming and your prep is bad.
Hey, look, a nice run defense wins us a game against Carolina.
Nah, it just changes how they beat us. They just go on the earth, did it?
But they wasn't. They beat us. Rico had 200 yards on us.
Yeah. But they'd have just threw the ball. Maybe.
They wasn't striding in. They weren't striding when we played them then. They wasn't tossing the ball around like that then.
Nah, but we was weak. They didn't have to. They was running it. If that didn't work, they could have switched it up. It ain't like we was locking people down out there. We wasn't locking nobody down.
I take my chances. I take my chances with Bryce Young beating me than Rico Dowdle.
That'll get you beat
Bryce been playing ball this year now.
Yeah, Bryce. Yeah, that'll get you beat right now.
Bryce actually has so many comebacks. I can't remember, but he's got a nice amount of comebacks this year. He's like 7-2-4. He got a nice record. He's up in the top in comeback wins.
Rico cost me $790 because he only had 9 yards. I need him to get 25. He had 9 yards in the playoff game, man.
I need him to get 15, man. I would have.
That was crazy work.
Stupid, man. I would have 300 off it if he got 15 for me. But
damn near 8.
What did Jonathan Gannon?
Out of Arizona,
yeah.
I mean, that's another. That's a tough. They lost a lot of games by a little bit of points. So you know they hang.
They play a little deep. I don't know. Yeah, Buda
Baker. I don't know much about his. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Steve. What you say?
No, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know much about. I know he was the Arizona coach. Is he a defensive coordinator by trade? Like, where did he come from before that? I don't know much about him.
About Jonathan Gannon,
right? I just know he's a head coach. Yeah, I just know he's the head coach of Arizona now. But I just wonder if he's a defensive coordinator by trade before he got there. Is that why we looking at him?
Let's pull up his Wikipedia. Let's pull up his Wikipedia. He's from DeVille. He was a student assistant from Louisville.
That might give him some brownie points from him.
In 2007, Atlanta Falcons defensive quality control coach. Then he was at the Titans from 12 to 13. He was defensive quality control coach. Then he went to Minnesota from 14 to 17 as the assistant defensive back coach. Went to the Colts at 18 to 2020, defensive back coach. Then he was the D coordinator at Philly from 21 to 22. Is that their Super Bowl year? No?
Nah.
Okay.
Philly was last year.
Nah, but the other one before that.
The other one before that. That was 2 years before. Yeah, so it would have been 22-23, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what got him the job. 22. He was 21-22, though. 21-22. And then he went he got fired.
He's the head coach of Arizona. He got fired.
Yeah, so
that's why I was thinking he must have been a defensive guy by trade for us to be trying to bring him in. What's his age? Is he a 53, 54 year old kind of guy?
He ain't looking. As I say, look young.
1983.
See, at them guys I'm learning are starting to be better hire.
Like the next one's
They just got to find their niche. They're the ones who's got a lot of experience in a short period of time, and that's why they're getting these jobs, because they've got a lot of their resumes. Their resumes are packed right now. So maybe he gets his niche in defense. Maybe, you know what I mean? And I guess he would probably be a cheaper hire, so to speak, being let go from a head coach and coming in as a defensive coordinator. You know, you could probably for negative money a little bit for him to get back on his feet and, you know, just run it out. So
yeah, we got too much PTSD from Eberflus, man. You know, I would like to give him a shot, but you know, had it not come off the, you know, the season of Eberflus.
So
that's why I said, what name do you like? I mean, it's really.
That's one of the things. Looking back on this.
You don't like Durante Jones.
Okay,
where did he come from?
Durante Jones is the defensive pass game coordinator with the Vikings.
Yeah, so he's one of the top names.
And then you also have safeties coach. I don't know how to say the first name. Last name Banda. Imperium Banda. I know he's the safeties coach with the Browns.
I mean, the Browns the best defense in the NFL, for sure.
I mean, we're gonna bring in a position coach to go look at Harrison. I mean, that's what you go. I mean, If you're gonna look at a position coach, go look at Al Harris. If that's what you're gonna do, I mean, you know.
So go ahead, Terry. No, go on, finish your thoughts out.
Yeah. So looking back on, you know, with all this defensive coordinator talk, is DQ the best? Was he been the best defensive coordinator we've had since the championship era?
No.
Since the championship era?
Since we go back, like that we could think who's been better? Who's been better? Rex Ryan? I mean, Rob Ryan? That's the only other name I could think of that was halfway decent.
Wade Phillips.
That's what I say. Wade.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Man. And we ruined it. And
We had better defenses when we had Quincy Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wade Phillips was nice. Yeah.
I forgot Wade was defensive coordinator.
Yeah,
okay. So Wade the best defender, because it's like when we look at our hires and what we try to do with these guys, like we continuously miss over and over. It's like a cycle.
Over and over.
Yeah, it's a cycle, and it's like it's a revolving door, though. You know what I mean? And it's like we can't get right, and then you got guys like. I don't even believe in DQ no more because you see, it's like, you know, he's up, you know, he's a season away from losing his job up in Washington. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why can't we get that higher right? We can't get that higher right. And if that higher is right, it's
because you put too much emphasis on your offense. The team, they spend all their money on the offense. They focus on the offense. Mm-hmm. Defense been an afterthought. Offense sells tickets. They trying to keep the ticket sales and
there it is.
And fill the seats up. They wasn't worried about winning, and they wasn't worried about defensive side of the ball. They just want to keep the. They didn't want to win, man. Plain and simple, they didn't care about winning. I ain't gonna say they didn't want to. That was the second after. Winning for the Cowboys organization management was secondary to making money and selling tickets.
Would you want to come to Dallas if you're a defensive coordinator? If you were a button, if you were up and coming defensive coordinator, would you want to come to Dallas?
Not if they ain't great invest in it. Not if they ain't getting no talent from me.
Yeah.
Now, yes. Now you get it. You got some people out there. Now they look like they want to. But at first, man, yeah. Get one or two little players, but yeah.
Ooh. All right. Well, before we end this, man, we'll give our thoughts, man, on who y'all think is going to win the national championship in college football this year. Indiana.
Hoosiers.
Or Miami.
I'm going Indiana. That's a tough football team, dog. That's a
Hoosiers. That's something else, man.
That's a tough football team.
I would go for Miami, but that Miami fan that we had on the podcast a couple of years ago gets on my nerves. So I hope they lose.
But he's affiliated with the playmaker, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of pulling for Miami for the sake of that.
Yeah, nah, I need like I said, I don't like dude's attitude. I would have pulled for Miami if I ain't no dude, but nah. Nah, they got it. Nah, John Tucker must die.
Dude, if you're watching this, man, you gotta come up, man, and you know.
He wants to.
The way I'm going to see it, man, we championships adjacent. We champions of
strong
adjacent.
On both sides of the ball, man.
We know, hey, when we national championship runner-ups, that's the way I'm looking at it.
Miami. That's a well-coached team, man. Indiana's a well-coached team. You can tell he's up under Nick Saban. Yeah. You can tell he's off that tree, man.
They are well-coached. They got it on both sides. Their defense is mean. They play physical. They
don't commit penalties.
That quarterback is a nerd assassin.
Yeah, yes.
Bro. Hey, you know what I'm impressed by watching him is that receiver, Surratt, bro. Dog, he makes strong catches, though. Like, when I watched him catch the ball, every time he caught the ball, though, his hands were – it's like in that back shoulder throw. When they showed that they have a system, that Indiana has a system that they follow, and they run it. They run it to perfection, dog. Like
a man got more touchdowns than incompletions. That's what I'm impressed by. That's what I'm
impressed by. Zero five stars, man. Zero 5 stars.
0 5 stars, dog.
Zero. I don't see Miami doing it though. I don't see them getting it done. Man, Kirk told you, man.
Google him, man.
And also, but that's the thing.
That's the thing about Indiana. You ain't got to worry about it. They didn't see Ohio State. They didn't see Oregon. They didn't see speed. Miami ain't got no different speed than Oregon got out there. I mean, they didn't see speed.
They got a quarterback who's been there though.
That's a team out there, man.
So you can't count that out. They do have a quarterback who's been there, bro. Yeah, Beck been there. Hoisted a trophy, dog. Ain't he like 30 anyway or something like that, though? Like,
yeah, Beck been there. Yeah.
Yeah, dog, so you can't count him out. You know what I mean? You can't count him out. And that freshman, Malachi Toney. Hey man, dude's he's a game changer, bro. He is a game changer, bro.
Yeah,
it's in the open field, though.
It might turn. It might get ugly.
You see it early.
I know.
It might get ugly, man.
Real. Everybody said the same thing. My homie said
they favored by 7.5.
My homie said take 10.5.
They don't went up to 10.5.
No, he said he'd take 10.5. I said, God, I was like, yeah, everybody's gonna get ugly.
I'm gonna put a bunch of parlays on some touchdown passes. I know where. Take the over.
We've also seen Beck, man, when he get hit, he gets during the head, like sometimes when they put balls on him. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen Beck turn that ball over, too. When you put balls on him, man, you know what I mean? And Indiana's a power-beating team.
Indiana get to you now.
There y'all have it, man. The crew, Cowboys Ron Uncut, man. We gave y'all a little college football, man. It was Rick, Terry, Steve, OG. I'm Dre, man. We'll catch y'all next Monday, man. It's our new time. Cowboys Ron Uncut.